Noon.
What?
I'd like to just read two of those verses again.
我想再把两节经文再读一下。
Turn to Luke 10.
我们看一下路加福音的第十章。
Verse 41.
第四十一节。
But Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but there is need of one. And Mary has chosen the good part, the which shall not be taken from her.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
And Mark 14, just one verse, verse 4.
马可福音第十四章，我们再读一节，第四节。
And there were some indignant in themselves, saying, Why this waste of ointment has been made?
他说，有几个人心中很不喜悦，说，何用这样枉费香膏呢？
Could we just have another word of prayer, please?
让我们一同再做一点祷告。
Lord, we always know that when we come to your word, we're utterly dependent upon the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们是真实的知道，当我们来到你话语面前的时候，我们只能够全然的依靠你的圣灵。
We could speak all afternoon and all evening and through the night, and without the Holy Spirit's anointing, there would be no fruit.
我们可以讲一个下午，一个晚上，一整夜。但是如果没有圣灵的话，我们所说的都是枉然。
I am always impressed with what Peter said.
主啊，我们总是记得彼得所说的。
He said, "Thou alone hast the words of eternal life."
他说，主啊，在你有永生之道。
Would you speak to us again?
所以恳求主再一次的对我们说话。
We give ourselves to you.
我们将我们自己献给你。
Speaker.
我们说translator, 翻译的。
All the brothers and sisters,
所有的弟兄姐妹,
and those that may not know you,
甚至我们当中还没有认识你的,
that you will give us a living word,
但你能够将你自己的活道赐给我们,
and we will know this one thing,
好叫我们得以知道这不可少的一件事,
in Jesus' precious name,
我们奉耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
You okay?
Yeah.
Well, this is the second opportunity I have to share with you. And as you know, we've already looked at David's life.
这是我第二次能够有这个机会跟大家分享。我们已经看了大卫的生平。
David's life is quite a contrast in comparison to Mary of Bethany's life.
那大卫的生平如果跟在伯特利的玛利亚玛利亚比起来的话，他好像是黑白分明，截然不同。
There is so much information about David in the Bible.
关于圣经里面关于大卫有许许多多的信息。
It's quite the contrary about Mary of Bethany. There's so little information about her in the Bible.
但是在圣经里面关于伯特利的玛利亚，圣经记载的很少。
Our aim with David was not to do a historical study.
我们在讨论大卫的时候，我们并不是要从历史的角度来研究他。
I'm not against history, by the way.
那我在这里并不是要反对历史。
Matter of fact, I got A's in every history class that I took, believe it or not.
其实我每一堂历史课我修了都拿 A。
But there's something more important than the historic record.
但是除了历史记载的事实以外，还有一些更重要的事情。
There's the thing that was behind the man.
在这个人以后他所代表的东西。
There was the thing that made the man.
是怎么样叫这一个人成为他如此这样的人。
There was the thing that motivated the man.
一个能够激动他的事。
This is the thing we tried to focus on.
这是我们想注意的地方。
That wonderful verse in Psalm 27 verse 4 opens a window to the understanding of David.
所以在诗篇二十七二十篇第四节那一条奇妙的经文里面，能够让我们看到一个窗户，可以看见大卫的内心世界。
One thing have I desired of the Lord.
他说我寻求一件事。
That will I seek after.
我如今还要寻求。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我能够一生一世住在神的殿中。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
瞻仰他的荣美。
And to inquire of him in his temple.
在他的殿中求问他。
Some people were struck by the fact that the temple was not even built when that psalm was given.
那有的人觉得有点奇怪，当这个诗篇写成的时候，殿其实还没有建成。
I think that's true.
是的，没有错。
But the house of God was there.
但是神的家已经在那里。
The tabernacle was there.
会幕在那里。
And there was a longing in the heart of David.
那这是大卫内心里面的渴想。
We can say a passion in the heart of David.
我们可以说这是大卫里面他的激情，他的热情。
For a permanent dwelling place of God.
是要神能够在地上有一个永远的居所。
And it was a passion in the heart of David.
所以这是大卫里面他那个火热的心。
For God himself.
因为他是可想能够神自己。
You know, David, there's so much about David.
所以关于大卫有许多方面的事。
His name is mentioned almost 1200 times in the Bible.
在圣经里面光他的名字大概就提到快1200次。
But when we come to our subject this afternoon, Mary of Bethany, we find few mentions.
但是当我们今天下午我们要来看这个伯特利的玛利亚的时候，我们发现没有提到几个地方。
But just like David, so was Mary of Bethany.
但就好像大卫一样。
It was the one thing that defined David.
因为大卫有一件事让我们能够定归这个人。
It was the one thing that filled his heart.
在他的心中满了这一件事。
And it's the one thing that likewise filled Mary's heart.
同样也是这一件事能够充满了伯特利的玛利亚。
So we're going to look at several things about Mary of Bethany this afternoon.
所以今天下午的时候我们要看关乎这个在伯特利的玛利亚她的几件事情。
We want to look at what we know of her life.
我们先看一下我们能够知道关于她的生平的一些事。
Mary's life.
关于玛利亚。
Are there any secrets we can discover with what he shared about Mary's life?
当我们读她的生平的时候，我们是不是能够找到她一些生活的秘诀
？That can help us in our Christian walk.
然后能够帮助我们走这个基督徒的道路。
We also want to look at something I call Mary's single choice.
同时，我们还要再看一下就是我喜欢所讲的玛利亚她所拣选的那一件事。
This was her one thing.
这是她的那一件事。
And we want to look at the last thing that's written about Mary of Bethany in the Bible.
同时我们还要再看圣经里关于她的最后所记载的一件事。
We want to look at this event we read in Mark 14.
就是我们所在马可福音第十四章所读的。
And this incredible single act of Mary of Bethany.
这是伯特利的玛利亚她所做的这一件事情。
I think you already know where we're going.
我想你大概知道我们这个讲到是往哪里走的。
We don't believe this one choice of Mary is to be just her one choice.
因为这一个玛利亚她自己的这个选择，我想不是单限于玛利亚一个人的。
We believe this one choice of Mary is to be your choice.
因为我们相信玛利亚这一个选择也是你的选择。
And it should be my choice.
也应该是我的选择。
And it should be the choice of every Christian.
是每一个基督徒所当做的选择。
We don't believe this one single act of Mary was just to be a historic record about Mary.
我们也不相信玛利亚所做的这一件事情仅仅是历史里面所记载的一个事实。
If I understand the importance of this story right, I believe this is to be your single act.
如果我对这一个故事它的重要性的了解是对的话，那
我相信这是你的选择。My single act.
也是我应该有的唯一的选择唯一的作为。
And in fact, the single act of every believer.
实际上也是每一个信主的人所应该有唯一的作为。
So let's talk about Mary's life.
所以先让我们来看一下玛利亚的生平。
I think I already gave away part of the secret.
那我想我已经讲了一下她的人生的秘诀。
The odd thing about Mary being such an important character in the New Testament.
在新约里面玛利亚是这么样重要的人物。
Is we have so little to go on.
虽然重要但其实记载的地方真的很少。
We know very little about the specifics.
那我们对于她生他的平生的细节知道的很少。
Does that mean Mary of Bethany is not important?
那这样子来讲，伯大尼的玛利亚是不是她很不重要呢？
I believe in the little that's written of her, there are volumes that the Lord wants to speak to us.
但是关于她所写的虽然少，所要教导的却是甚多。
We only know three stories about her.
关于她，我们所知道的只有三段故事。
We've read two of them.
我们刚刚读了两个。
One we've read is in Luke 10.
我们读到了路加福音第十章。
The other we read was in Mark 14.
然后我们在马可福音十四章。
Now Mary, there's another thing I would like to say.
还有一件事情。
The one that is in Mark Chapter 14 is so important, it's covered in all three of the Synoptic Gospels.
因为马可福音十四章所记载的这一件事是这么样子的重要，以至于在三卷的对观福音书上都有记载。
Now, for you young people, I know some of you may not have ever heard the expression Synoptic Gospels.
所以可能我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹们从来没有听过这一个词，关于对观福音书。
It means the synopsis.
它的意思就是说对照来观看的意思。
It's more of the laying out of the history.
基本上是按着耶稣的历史来排下来。
It's more laying out the acts.
那是把他所做的事写下来。
And when you come to John's gospel, you discover a whole different kind of gospel.
但是当我们读到约翰福音的时候，我们看到他的角度好像完全不一样。
You discover the one who reveals the one who was from the beginning.
我们看到他是那一位从起初就启示的。
The one who was with God.
他是与神同在。
And the one who was God.
他就是神。
So we see this story that we read second in three Gospels.
所以我们在马可福音的记载，那个是在三卷福音书里面都有记载的。
If you're taking notes, it's in Matthew 26, verses 6 through 12.
如果你要记的话，它是马太福音的26章的6到12节。
If you're taking notes, you know our brother and sister already read Mark 14, 3 through 9.
还有我们刚刚所念的马可福音的14章的3到9节。
And if you're taking notes, it's recorded in John 12, 1 through 11.
同时在约翰福音的第12章的1到12节也有。
Now you see, I've already made a mistake.
你看我已经讲错了一个地方。
Weariness is setting in already.
大概我已经累了。
It is in John's gospel that it's covered.
是在约翰福音里面，不是在对观福音。
But Mary of Bethany is such an important figure in the New Testament.
但是伯特利的玛利亚在新约里面是一个非常重要的人物。
You must understand her story.
你一定要知道关于她的故事。
Just like David, you must see what made her.
就好像大卫一样，你一定要能够知道什么样子造成了大卫这一个人。
What motivated her?
是什么东西能够激动她行事。
What moved her to do the things she did?
什么样子的事情能够感动她，让她做她所做的事情。
I believe if we do that, it will help our Christian walk greatly.
我相信如果我们知道的话，能够帮助我们基督徒的行走。
I don't know if...You've had the trouble I've had with Mary's in the New Testament.
那我不知道你是不是和我一样对在新约的玛利亚有同样的类似的困扰。
Have you ever read about the Marys and you wonder what Mary is it talking about?
因为在圣经里面记载了很多玛利亚， 当我们看到这个玛利亚时，到底指的是哪一位？
Well, maybe I can clear up a little bit of it.
那也许我可以在这里帮大家澄清一下。
We're dealing with Mary of Bethany.
我们在这里所看的是在伯特利的玛利亚。
You may know her best as the sibling of Lazarus and Martha.
那也许你知道她是拉撒路跟马太的姐妹。
Bethany was the village they lived in.
因为伯大尼是他们所住的一个村落。
There are three Marys at the cross, you know that probably.
你知道在靠近十字架的时候有三个玛利亚。
Mary of Bethany was not at the cross.
但是呢伯特利的玛利亚不在那里。
We have Mary, the mother of Jesus.
那里有耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
We have Mary Magdalene.
有抹大拉的玛利亚。
And we have Mary, the wife of Clopas.
还有另一个玛利亚。
Now, she is the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus, if you want to be further confused.
如果你要知道的话，她是耶稣的母亲玛利亚的姐妹。
And then you know there were two Marys that went to the tomb. You remember the two Marys that went to the tomb?
然后你记得耶稣的墓，去拜访那个墓的又有两个玛利亚。
Neither of these were Mary of Bethany.
但这些玛利亚都不是伯特利的玛利亚。
It was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the sister of Mary, of mother of Jesus.
那是抹大拉的玛利亚跟耶稣的母亲玛利亚的姐妹玛利亚。
Did I confuse everyone? And now you're confused more.
那你听完了以后，到底是比较清楚呢，还是比较不清楚？
But just remember this.
但你要记得这个。
Mary of Bethany stands out in the record of the New Testament.
伯特利的玛利亚在新约圣经里面，她有特殊的地位。
And if you're going to deal with this subject of one thing, you cannot look over Mary of Bethany.
所以你如果要知道关于一件事的教导，你不能够忽略这个伯大尼的玛利亚。
It was puzzling to me. Why didn't the gospel writers say more about this Mary of Bethany?
对我来讲，有时候我觉得很困惑，为什么新约的作者没有关于玛利亚更这一个伯大尼的玛利亚更多的记载？
And as I meditated upon it, at least I came to this.
当我在那里默想的时候，我得到了一点结论。
Sometimes the little you say, the better.
有的时候啊，说的越少，力量越大。
Sometimes you can bury the most important thing with many words.
那有时候最重要的事情，他用的字讲的字反而更少。
And sometimes when little is written, you can see the very thing that made her stand out.
因为写的少，有时候你反而能够看出它的特殊性。
I started my career in architecture, by the way.
那我一开始的时候，我的工作是。
It was a dream of mine since middle school to be an architect, and I'm not an architect.
那这我从初中开始我就想做个建筑的设计师，那我现在终于是了。After
2 years of school, the Lord interrupted my life.
但是呢，我不过念了两年的书，那主呢就改变了我的生活。I
became a Christian.
我成为一个基督徒。The
Lord saved me.
主救了我。
It was such a moment when I met him in the presence of the Lord, so powerful, it turned me upside down and inside out.
所以那一次，当我在与那个活生生的主一面对面的时候，所带给我的冲击，是难以想象，翻天覆地的。
So, the Lord showed me his purpose.
所以主就向我启示了他的目的。
The Lord showed me the one thing that was vital.
主告诉我了那一件是不可少的事情。
And the Lord showed me His house.
主又将他的家启示给我看。
And the brothers and sisters said, "You're not to go back to school."
所以弟兄姐妹们就告诉我说，你不要再回去念书。
You may think that's strange, as much as you value education.
当然对于我们看重教育的人来讲，这感觉好像很奇怪。
I never went back to school.
那我的确就没有再回去读书。
But the Lord greatly blessed me.
但是主大大的祝福我。
This one thing was in my heart.
因为在我的心中只有一件事。
I later became an engineer. I'm now the president of the company. I believe if we look to the Lord for one thing,
我相信, 如果我们仰望主, 寻求那单一的事情,
if we're like Mary of Bethany,
如果像伯大尼的玛利亚的话,
although you may have to lay things down,
也许我们要将一些事情放下,
the blessings will far exceed anything you thought you might get with your dreams.
但是神所加给的祝福是远超过我们心中所想的。
Well, why did I mention that?
我为什么要讲这件事?
Because I remember one thing at least about architecture.
因为我还记得, 关于建筑设计的一件事情。
There was a movement in architecture for minimalization.
因为在, 建筑设计里面, 有一个简约化的一个, 思潮。
You may have heard of Mies van der Rohe.
你们也许听过 Mies van der Rohe 这个人。
I'm not sure how he's going to translate that.
那我不知道他怎么翻译。
But in 1947, this movement came into architecture, and things were described by their minimalistic view.
所以在1947年的时候, 那么这一个观念就开始影响了建筑的设计, 就是关于这种最简约的设计。
The phrase is less is more.
那时候, 有这么一句话, 就是越少就越多。
Every time I think about Mary of Bethany, I think about this phrase, less is more.
所以每次我想到这伯大尼的玛利亚的时候,我就想到了这一个词,那个越少的就越多。
In Mary, we see only the necessary elements.
所以在关于玛利亚的记载上面,我们所看到的绝对是必要的记载。
In some, we know everything about them.
从某种角度来讲，我们也知道了所有的事情。
But Mary, you only see the necessary things.
对有些人来讲，我们知道许多；对玛利亚来讲，我们知道的只是必要的。
So what do we know about Mary of Bethany?
那对于伯大尼的玛利亚，我们到底知道些什么？
If she is so important, and I believe she is,
那她是非常重要，我相信她很重要。
There must be something in these few lines about her life.
那么这个短短对他生活的记载的这几行里面一定有些事情。
Look at John chapter 11.
我们看一下约翰福音第11章
verses 1 and 3.
第一节跟第三节。
Now there was a certain man sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and Martha, his sister. And then in verse 3, the sisters therefore sent to him, meaning the Lord Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, him who thou lovest is sick.
那你讲说第一节有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路住在伯大尼就是玛利亚的和她姐姐马大的村庄然后第三节说她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣 说主啊，你所爱的人病了。This
is one thing we know about Mary for sure.
那这是我们对这个玛利亚所知道的一件事。We
know her brother Lazarus who died.
我们知道拉撒路他的弟兄死了。We
know her sister Martha.
那我们知道他的姐姐马大。We
know Mary.
然后我们知道玛利亚。They
are a family.
他们是一个家。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, what the Lord wants us to see is absolutely important.
那我相信弟兄姐妹们,主要我们在这里所看见的是有非常重要的。
What the Lord is after is a family.
因为神所要寻求的是一个家。
What He is after is the family of God.
他所要寻求的是神的家。
Brothers and sisters, He's not only after a family, He's after a family that He loves.
他所寻找的不仅是找一个家,而是找一个他所爱的家。
This is so vital.
那这是非常的重要。
This is the one thing He's after.
因为这是主所追求的一件事。
God is after this for His Son.
神是为了他的儿子在寻找这样子的。
He wants a family for His Son.
因为他要为他的儿子找一个家。
He loves this family.
他爱这个家。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in Him,
凡是信他的,
shall not perish,
不是灭亡,
but have eternal life.
反至永生,
when you believe in the Lord,
当你相信主的时候,
when you're saved,
当你得救的时候,
when you're born again,
当你重生的时候,
you are brought into the family of God.
你被带进了神的家,
this is a family that the Lord loves.
这是主所爱的家。
I believe this is the clear message about Lazarus and Martha and Mary.
因为我相信这是关于拉萨路关于马大跟玛利亚他们所带给我们一个清楚的教训。
This is the church.
这个就是教会。
Our brother Godwin is speaking about church life, so important.
那孙弟兄今天早上跟我们分享了教会的生活这样子的重要。
This is what God has determined, the one thing He's after for His Son. It's not an institution. It's a living organism. It's the body of Christ. And every one of us that is saved are members in particular.
得救是一个一个得救。
It's not a place you can join.
这不是一个地方你能够去的。
It's a family of every believer that God has saved.
而是一个所有神所拯救的信耶稣的人所聚集的。
And it's manifested in localities where He gathers two or three in His name. And there He is in their midst.
但是是在一个地方一个地点当两三人在那里聚会的时候他能够显明出来他在他们的当中。
This is what Mary of Bethany represents.
那么这个就是伯大尼的玛利亚所代表的。
It's certainly not a building.
当然不是一个建筑物。
You know, God used buildings in the Old Testament.
那当然在旧约的时候神使用建筑物。
The tabernacle was a wonderful place where His glory came upon and stayed upon.
因为会幕是一个荣耀的地方，是神的荣耀在那里与百姓同在。
The temple of Solomon was glorious indeed.
所罗门的殿的确是荣耀的。
But even when Solomon dedicated, he said, the heavens of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this house which I build.
但是当所罗门献殿的时候，他还要祷告说， 天与天上的天尚不足以你居住，何况我手所建的这个殿呢？
The first thing you have to understand is God is after a family that He loves.
所以首先你必须要了解的是神在寻求一个他所爱的家。
It says in Ephesians 2 verse 19,
在以弗所书的第二章的第十九节这样子说，
the church is described as the household of God.
在那里讲到说教会是神的家。
It says in Ephesians 3, 14 and 15,
在以弗所书第三章的14、15节，
for this cause I bow the knee unto the Father of the Lord Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
他说，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都，或是全家，都是从他得名。
So the first thing Mary of Bethany and her family represents is the one thing that's in God's heart.
所以第一件事，这个伯特利的玛利亚跟她的家所代表的是神在那里所寻找、所寻求的。
I remember when I was saved.
我记得当我得救的时候。
I remember the day.
我还记得哪一天。
February 4th, 1972. I remember the hour. It was about 8:30.
我还记得是什么时候，大概是8:30。
And I remember when the presence of the Lord came upon me.
那我还记得那主的同在临到我。
I'll never forget it.
我真的，我绝对忘不了。
And here was one who had no religious upbringing at all in his life.
在那个时候，我是一个完全没有宗教背景的人。
And yet that night, I went with some friends to a revival service, and the God of glory appeared to me.
但是那一天，晚上的时候，我跟几个朋友去参加了一个奉新会，在那里，神的荣耀向我显现。
I remember we sang a hymn that night.
我还记得我们那一天所唱的诗歌。
The hymn was the family of God.
那首诗歌就是神的家。
And I remember how those words were inscribed upon my heart.
那我还记得那歌词里面那些字是怎么样的打到我的心里面。
How for the first time in my life I had discovered the real family.
那是我在一生当中第一次发现了一个真正的家。
You may know the song, Bill Gaither wrote it.
也许你听过那一首歌是 比尔加德写的。
The first verse says, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
他的第一段的第一句，他这样子说，我这么高兴，因为我是神家中的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, are you glad you're a part of the family that God loves?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你自己是不是很喜悦，自己是属于神所爱的家的一部分？
That was Mary's secret.
这一个就是玛利亚的秘诀。I've
been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood.
我被他的宝血的血泉所洗洁净。Join
heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod.
当我们行经此地的时候，我们与基督同盟。For
I'm part of the family.
因为我是神家的一部分。
The family of God.
是神的家。
I believe this is exactly what Mary of Bethany stands for.
那我相信这就是伯大尼的玛利亚她所代表的。
This was her secret.
这个就是她的秘诀。
This should be our secret.
那也应该是我们的秘诀。
There's a second thing in the few words about Mary that we discover.
那同时在关于玛利亚这少少的记载里面，我们还可以发现第二件事。
She lived in a little village outside of Jerusalem called Bethany.
她住在一个小村庄叫做伯大尼，是在耶路撒冷的附近。
If you study the New Testament, you will begin to understand how important Bethany was.
如果我们读新约的话，我们就可以开始了解伯大尼有何等的重要。
There's a phrase in the Bible that's wonderful. It says, the Lord was received there.
那在圣经里面有一句很重要的话，就是说主在那里是被接待。The
Lord was welcomed there.
那里的人欢迎主。The
Lord found a place to rest in Bethany.
因为主在伯大尼发现了一个可以安息的地方。One
brother said this.
有一个弟兄他这样讲。This
village may justifiably be called the Judean home of Jesus.
然后这一个小村庄 真的是可以称为主耶稣在犹大地的居所。Listen
to what he said.
他怎么讲的?
As he appears to have preferred to lodge there rather than at Jerusalem.
因为我们所读到的是耶稣好像宁愿住在伯大尼，也不愿意住在耶路撒冷。You
remember how outside the city of Jerusalem, the Lord wept over Jerusalem.
因为我们记得这个时候，伯大尼是在耶路撒冷。You
remember, he said, "O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, that kills the prophets."
因为你记得，主的呼喊，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你杀害差到你这里的先知。But
he found rest in Bethany.
但是他在伯大尼却得到了安息。One
verse I'd like to read to you is in Matthew 2, verse 21, verse 17.
Matthew 21:17.
This is Jesus at the end of his ministry.
And
leaving them, he went forth out of the city, which is Jerusalem, to Bethany, and there he passed the night.
那里讲到说，于是离开他们出城。 那个城指的就是耶路撒冷，到伯大尼去，在那里住宿。Brothers
and sisters, this is so important.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是非常重要的。In
Bethany, he found a place of rest.
因为在伯大尼，他发现了一个可以安息的地方。
You remember the Lord said, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
你记得主耶稣自己所讲的，狐狸有窝，天上的狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，但人子没有枕头的地方。
I believe he found a place of rest in Bethany.
但我相信他在伯大尼发现了一个安息之所。
What does that mean?
这到底什么意思？
We've been talking about the broad house of God, the family of God.
那我们刚刚讲到是神，这个普世的神的家。
But I believe Bethany typifies the local assembly.
那我相信伯大尼所代表的是地方性的家。
The Lord was looking for a place to lay his head.
因为主是在地上寻找一个他能够安他能够躺下安息的地所在。
The Lord was looking for a place to rest.
他是在找一个安息的地方。
The Lord was looking for a place where he could be received.
在那里他能够被接待。
Where he could be appreciated.
那里能够被感谢。
I believe Bethany is the local assembly.
那我相信伯大尼所代表的就是地方性的聚集。
Lazarus,
拉撒路,
Martha,
马太,
Mary,
玛利亚,
represent the two or three that are gathered together in his name.
就是代表了那二三个人奉主的名所聚集的地方。
And Matthew 18:20 says, and there I am in your midst.
在马太福音的18章那里讲到耶稣说我就在你们的中间。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等的奇妙。
Have you seen how much the Lord loves the local assembly?
你可以被看得出来主是何等的爱地方性的聚集。
You can't miss the parallel between David in Psalm 27 and Martha of Bethany.
你很难不看出来大卫在诗篇二十七篇里面所讲的大卫跟伯大尼的玛利亚他们当中相似之处。
They both had a passion for the Lord himself.
他们都对主有一个非常大的热情。
And they both had a passion for the Lord's house.
那同样的他们对神的居所神的家也有极深的热情。
I believe this is the story of Mary of Bethany.
那我相信这一个就是关于伯大尼的玛利亚的故事。
Ephesians 2 verses 21 and 22 says this.
以弗所书第二章的二十节二十一节这样子讲。
It talks about a holy temple in the Lord in whom you are built together for a habitation for God in the Spirit.
他那里讲到说神的圣殿是讲到我们一同被他建造成为神借着圣灵居住的居住的居所。
Do you think this little reference about that night of passing rest in Bethany is meaningless?
那你觉得主在那一个晚上能够在伯大尼在那里过夜在那里休息是毫无意义的吗？
It's anything but meaningless.
相反的它是充满了意义。
This is what the Lord was looking for.
因为这个就是主在寻求的。
He couldn't find it in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷找不到。
You know the story, he drove out those that sold the goods.
你记得呢圣经记载的故事他把圣殿里面做买卖的人赶出去。
He said, my father's house is to be a house of prayer.
他说我父的殿是万民祷告的殿。
And you have made it a den of robbers.
但你们把它变成贼窝了。
But in Bethany he found a home.
但是在伯大尼他发现了一个家。
Brother Sparks said an incredible thing about Bethany.
史百克弟兄对伯大尼讲了这么样一句话。
He gave a ministry. If you go to www.taustinsparks.net,
如果你在
this is not an advertisement, this is free.
所以说如果你在 网上查一下史百克弟兄的网站的话
He called Bethany the Lord's thought for the assembly.
他把伯大尼称作是主对地方聚集的心意。
Listen to these words again.
让我们再听一下。
The Lord was welcome there.
主在那里是被欢迎的。
The Lord was received there.
在那里被接待的,
the Lord found a place of habitation there. This Bethany corresponds more closely to the local church than anything I understand.
在这里面讲到的伯大尼是跟我们所讲的地方性的聚集是最接近的。我在圣经里面我没有找到别处的地方。
There's a third thing we know about Mary of Bethany.
那关于伯大尼的玛利亚还有第三件事。
You know that terrifically sad story about Lazarus' death in John 11?
那你记得约翰福音第11章记载到拉撒路死了。It's
a scene of deep sadness.
那是一个非常悲哀的时刻。
In those verses, we read that most short verse, Jesus wept.
我们看到了在圣经里面最短的一节经文，那讲到耶稣哭了。There,
Lazarus, the one Jesus loved, it says, had died.
因为拉撒路，这耶稣所爱的那一位死了。And
Martha and Mary sent a message to the Lord saying, the one you love has died.
那马大跟玛利亚送人差人送信给耶稣说，你所爱的人死了。You
remember to their agony, the Lord tarried two more days.
但你记得，那他们所心中所做的煎熬，因为主又单延了两日。And
he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God."
然后说这只是这死必不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀。
You remember when the Lord came to that scene.
那你记得当主来的真正来的时候,
Lazarus, who was sick, had died.
那一个本来生病的拉撒路现在已经死了。And
it says of Mary of Bethany that she stayed in the house. That's all it says.
那圣经里面只说那个伯大尼的玛利亚就留在所住之地。I
hope you get the sense of John 11.
也许我们可以对约翰福音第11章所记载的能够有一点感觉。
She was so grief-stricken over her brother's death, she could not move from the house.
所以她为了她弟兄的死,心里是这么样子的悲哀,以至于她都不能够离开她自己的住处。And
you can almost read embittered words in Martha's response to the Lord Jesus.
那当我们读到马大对耶稣讲的话的时候，我们都可以感觉到一点他语气里面的不满跟苦毒。She
said, "If you had been here,"
他是跟主耶稣这样说，如果你早来的话，"If
you had been here,"
如果你早来早在这里，"He
would not have died."
那我的兄弟必不死。What
a scene of sadness!
这是何等悲哀的一个时刻。But
there was a reason the Lord tarried.
但是主在那里单言是有原因的。There's
a reason we have so much about this story in the New Testament.
为什么我们要对这个故事那么熟悉是有原因的。This
is the third thing about Mary of Bethany that we discover.
是在这里我们发现了关于在伯大尼的玛利亚的第三件事。In
that situation of terrific sadness, he wanted to teach them one thing.
因为在这一个非常悲哀的时刻，他也要教导我们这一件事。He
wanted to show them the greatest revelation there was.
他要借着这个来带出最伟大的一个启示。You
remember that what Martha said.
那你记得马大说的。She
said of her dead brother Lazarus, "I know he will rise again in the last day."
因为马大讲到了那已经死的拉撒路，他是说我知道他在末日的时候必要复活。I
think Martha perfectly describes almost every evangelical Christian I know.
我相信马大在那里所讲的，也说明了是我所知道的每一个福音派的基督徒都会讲的。We
believe in resurrection as a future event.
因为我们相信复活是将来的事。
And the one thing that the Lord Jesus wanted to reveal to Martha and Mary was so much greater than that.
但是那一件事，耶稣基督要借这个来启示出来给马大跟玛利亚的，要比这个重要的多。
It's the greatest revelation.
这是一个最伟大的一个启示。
He said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life.
他对马大说，我是复活，我是生命。
That was what he wanted to show them.
这一个就是他所要启示的。
Brothers and sisters, our life is not being saved and waiting for eternity.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的生命并不是说我们得救了，然后在这里等候进入永恒。
The Christian life is to live in the power of his resurrection today.
基督徒的生活是能够活在他复活的能力里，就在今天的时候。
I believe you would have said the same thing Martha said. She wasn't wrong, by the way.
那我相信，马大讲的虽然错了，他也会这样说。
But there was something deeper the Lord wanted them to see.
但是主要看见一个更深的东西。
It's the greatest revelation in the Bible.
是在圣经里面。是一个最伟大的一个启
示。I am.
这就是讲到说我是。
You remember when Moses was at the burning bush?
你记得当摩西在那个火烧的荆棘的时候，看到火烧的荆棘的时候。
He saw the fire in the bush.
他看到火在荆棘里面。
And the strange sight that although the fire was in the bush wasn't consumed.
虽然他看到了火在荆棘里面，但是荆棘却没有被烧毁。
And the great revelation that came out of that moment was, I am that I am.
但是从那一个事件里面所带出来神的自我的启示是我是自我自有拥有的。
I am the present God.
我是一个永在的神。
I am with you in every circumstance.
我会跟你在无论什么光景都与你同在。
You remember like David, I will never leave you or forsake you.
因为你记得大卫所说的，我并不撇下你，也不离弃你。
I am the resurrection and the life.
因为我是复活，我是生命。
You can't live the Christian life without understanding this great revelation.
如果你不了解这一个启示的话，你根本能活不出一个基督徒的生活。
This is what he wanted Mary and Martha to see.
因为这个就是他要马大跟玛利亚他们所看见的。
I always tell people this, and I believe I probably told you this.
我总是会对人讲，说不定我也跟你们讲过了。
Over the years, people have come to me and said the Christian life is difficult.
许多人来都跟我说基督的生活是非常困难。
I've said to everybody that said that to me,
我对每一个像我这样子讲的人
The Christian life is not difficult.
我是这样子的回答基督的生活不是困难。
The Christian life is impossible.
基督的生活是不可能。
If you think you can live the Christian life, you've been deceived.
如果你认为你靠着自己能够活出一个基督的生活，你是在自欺。
This is the message of revelation that he was bringing to Mary and Martha.
这就是他向马大跟玛利亚所启示的信息。
The only power you can live by is the power of resurrection life.
那唯一能够叫你生活里面能够有力量的是这一个复活的生命。
This was the great revelation.
这个就是那个大的启示。
Well, there's another thing we need to look at.
那还有一件事我们要再看。
I think we need to look at that section in Luke 10, Mary's one choice.
那我们在这里要看一下在路加福音的第十章玛利亚在那里所做的一个拣选。
In this handful of verses, it speaks volumes.
在这短短的经文里面却有极重要的宣告。
You might see this first as a squabble between two sisters.
乍看之下好像是两个姐妹在那里为了小事吵架。
You remember Martha is complaining.
你记得马大是在那里抱怨。
Well, you've never seen any squabbles in the church, have you?
我不知道你在教会里面有没有看过大家争执啊。
You've never seen any complaints in the church, have you?
我想你是不是也从来没有在教会里面看过任何的争执啊。
But Martha is saying, look at her!
但马大在那里讲说你看看我的妹子。
Can you help get her to help me?
你可不可以吩咐她来帮助我?
It seems like a squabble between two sisters.
看起来好像是两个姐妹在那里的争执。
But it really reveals the single most important need for the believer.
但是在那里借此就启示出来一个信徒他所不可少的唯一的一件事。
Look at chapter 10 verse 41.
你看一下第十章的第四十一节。
But one thing is needful.
那里讲到第四十二节讲到不可少的只有一件。
And it further amplified what the Lord said at the closing.
但是然后主又再把它扩大来说明。
And Mary has chosen the good part, the which will not be taken from her.
So, 玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the key to Mary of Bethany's life.
弟兄姐妹们，这一个就是伯大尼的玛利亚她生活的秘诀。
She made a single choice.
她在那里做了一件抉择。
And that single choice was to sit in the presence of the Lord and to listen to His word.
那他的决定就是在那里坐在主的脚前聆听他的话。
And Martha was so agitated, the word even says she was distracted with much service.
那马大的心情是这样子的激动，所以圣经甚至告诉我们说，他的心里是忙乱的。
Other versions say she's busy about many things.
在那有的别的翻译是讲到说，他为许多的事情忙乱。
But Mary has chosen the one good part.
但是玛利亚就拣选了那个最好的那一件。
I think Martha was tirelessly serving.
那我看起来马大是一个不断在那里服侍的人。
Now I have a little aside here to say.
我在这里要稍微讲一点小故事。
Concerning the church.
是关于教会的事。
At least Martha took her complaint to the Lord Jesus.
就是在这里至少马大呢是向把他的抱怨带到主面前。
Most of us in the church take our complaints to all the brothers and sisters.
那我们大部分的人我们在教会里面我们要抱怨的时候我们是在弟兄姐妹当中传播。
So everyone looks at Martha and says, look at her, she's so distracted.
所以每个人都会看着马大说看啊他都为许多事忙乱。
Better to do what Martha did in the church.
但在教会里面最好是在这件事上能够学习马大。
Even if you're wrong.
如果说你觉得你自己有人做了伤害你的事。
The Lord probably has something to teach you in this moment.
在那个时候主可能也有可以教导你的事情。
And certainly he had something to teach Martha in that moment.
所以在这个时候当然主也有要教导马大的事。
It says she was distracted with much service.
因为那里讲到说马大因为伺候的事多心里忙乱。
Other versions say she was cumbered with care about much service.
那有的翻译是这样子讲说因为他是事后的事情多所以他心里面就是充满了许多的事。
It is important to notice Martha and Mary's reaction.
我们在这里要注意马大跟玛利亚的怎么样子回应。
You know, I call it the Martha complex.
那我是说这个是马大的症候群。
She said, Lord,I am serving and serving alone.
他在那里是怎么讲呢？主啊，我不仅是我在这里侍奉，而且是我一个人在这里服侍。
There are some people in the church that get so distracted with service and don't see the Lord in everything. They can be like Martha. I call it the Martha complex.
所以有些人在教会里面，他们拼命的服侍，但是眼目当中好像却忘掉了主一样。那么我就把这个东西叫做马大的症候群。
It reminds me of Elijah the prophet.
让我想起了以利亚先知以利亚。
Look at First Kings.
看一下列王记上第一章。列王记上。
First Kings chapter 19. I think you'll know where we're going.
第十九章。我想你应该知道我要讲些什么。
First Kings 19 verses 9 and 10.
我们要看第九节跟第十节。
the second part of 9. And behold, the word of Jehovah came to him, and he said to him, What dost thou do here, Elijah?
第九节的下半节那里说, 耶和华的话临到他说, 以利亚, 你在这里做什么?
And he said, I have been very jealous for Jehovah, for the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I am left, I alone, and they seek my life.
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心因为以色列人背弃了你的约毁坏了你的坛又刀杀了你的先知只剩下我一个人他们还要寻索我的命
It sounds just like Martha to me.
听起来好像就像马大一样
I am left serving alone.
只剩下我一个人在这里服侍神
Listen to what it says in 1 Kings 19, verse 18.
那我们再看一下他在列王记上第19章的18节怎么讲的。
Yet I have left for myself 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
但神这样子回答说,但我在以色列人中为自己留下7,000人,是未曾向巴利屈膝的,未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
I call this the Martha disease.
这个就是我讲的马大病。
It's curable.
是可以被医治的。
Elijah had the same disease.
因为以利亚也有同样的病。
He thought it was all on him.
他觉得这所有的责任都是他的。
She thought it was all on her.
马大也是这样子觉得。
There's one thing that's needful the Lord wanted there to see.
但是主要让他们能够看见那不可少的那一件事。
Now let me make it absolutely clear, brothers and sisters.
但让我在这里要清清楚楚地讲,
We are not against service in the house of God.
我们在这里并不是说在神的家中服事是不好的。
We believe in service.
我们相信我们都该侍奉。
We have given our life to service.
我们将我们的生命献给主来服侍他。
But when you get to this point,
但是你服侍到了一个地步,
something is out of balance.
这个时候我们失去了平衡。
And the Lord in His mercy has to correct it.
那主在他的怜悯当中必须要来纠正我们。
Mary showed another choice.
玛利亚又做了另外一个,
She was at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
她在那里选择坐在主的脚下,
she was listening to his word.
在那里听他的道,
and she was, this is the one secret I want to try to communicate if I can.
那么这个就是我在这里试着要跟大家, 沟通的一个秘诀,
she was captured by the Lord.
她在那里是被主虏获了她的心。
This is the one thing that's needed.
这是一个不可少的事情。
This is the good part that can't be taken away from you.
这是那一个不能够从你身边夺去的福分。
Have you seen the Lord to such a way that you're captured by the Lord?
你是不是看见了主到了一个地步你的心被他所夺呢?
David saw the beauty of the Lord and he was forever captured by the Lord.
所以大卫在那里瞻仰神的荣美就被神的荣美抓住了。
And because she saw his beauty, she could do nothing else but sit at his feet and listen to his word.
同样玛利亚在那里被主的荣美所吸引，所以在那个时候，她再也不能够做任何别的事情，只能够来到主的脚前。
There's a wonderful modern hymn.
在我们有一个当代的一个诗歌。
We sing it in Richmond. I don't know if you sing it here, but it's called Jesus Lord, I'm Captured by Your Beauty.
在我们在 Richmond有唱这一首诗, 我不晓得你们有没有唱过, 叫做主耶稣,我被你的美丽所夺。
The strange thing is we don't even know who the author is of this hymn.
但是呢,这首诗歌到底是谁做的,我们不知道。
But listen to the words.
让我把这个话跟里面的歌词跟大家讲一下。
Jesus Lord, I'm captured by your beauty.
那里讲说,主耶稣,我为你的美丽所夺。
All my heart to thee I open wide.
我将我心向你敞开。
Now set free from all religious duty.
现在让我从各样宗教的责任里面使我得自由。
Only let me in thyself abide.
单单的让我在你的里面与你面对面。
As I'm gazing here upon thy glory,
我在这里瞻仰你的荣耀。
Fill my heart with radiancy divine.
叫我的心满了你神圣的荣光。
Saturate me, Lord, I now implore thee.
我在这里向主恳求，使我得以充满。
Mingle now thy spirit one with mine.
叫你自己的灵能够与我的灵相交，如同一。
This is the one thing that is needed.
这个就是所不可少的一件事。
This is the one thing that can't be taken away from you.
这就是那一个不能够被夺去的那一件事。
This is the one thing that will revolutionize your service in the house of God.
这也是那一件可以改变，能够彻底改变你在神的家中服事的一件事。
If you see this, you will then be able to serve in the power of resurrection life.
如果你一旦看见了这件事，你就能够按着那复活的能力，在神的家中来服事。
This was the one choice.
这个是那一个选择。
I know probably all of y'all have heard of Norman Grubb.
我想你们可能都听过Norman Grubb 这个人。
Norman Grubb's autobiography is called Once Caught, No Escape.
那他自己的自传，他的书名是一旦被掳获，永世不离开。
This is Mary Bethany.
那么这个讲的好像就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
She was caught.
她被主耶稣掳获了。
She was captured by the Lord.
她被主在那里抓住了。
She couldn't do anything else.
所以再也不能够做任何其他的事情。
And yet, in that being captured, she found all the resources to serve the Lord.
但是因着被主所掳获，反而他找到了能够服侍主一切所需要的供应。
Norman Grubb described that experience.
那 Norman Grubb 是这样子来描写他的经验。
He said the Lord is good and doeth good.
他说主是美善，他所行也是美善。
And he said this profound thing.
他讲了这样的一个非常深刻的一件事。
What a mercy it is to be captured young.
他说能够在年轻的时候被主掳获是何等蒙神怜悯的一件事。
And that is why I use this title, Once Caught, No Escape.
这也是为什么我把我的自传用这一个来做我的书名，一旦被掳获永世不离开。
You can't.
因为你
You don't want to.
你也不想离开。
You don't.
你就是不会离开。
Brothers and sisters, do you know the experience of Mary of Bethany of being captured by the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你能不能够体会到伯大尼的玛利亚被主掳获了她的心的那种经历？
The Lord said, Martha, Martha, you're distracted about many things. This one thing is necessary.
主在那里跟马大说，马大马大，你为许多的事 是忧虑烦恼，但不可少的只有一件事。
This is the one thing of Mary of Bethany.
这是关于伯大尼的玛利亚她所得到的一件事。
This was her choice.
这是她的拣选。
Now what's the last thing we see about Mary of Bethany?
那关于伯大尼的玛利亚的最后的一件事是什么？
We see that in those three Gospels.
我们在三卷福音书里面看到。
I call it Mary's single act.
我把它称作是玛利亚所做的一件事。
This is the concluding thing in the Word of God that we know about Mary of Bethany.
这是在神的话里面关于伯大尼的玛利亚所记载的最后一件事。
I'm a big proponent of the Bible interpretation of first mention and last mention.
那我对于在正读经的时候要注意他第一次什么时候提到跟最后一次什么时候提到，我是很相信的。
In other words, when something is mentioned first in the Bible, pay attention to it.
换句话说，在圣经里面第一次提到什么事情的时候，我们需要注意。
When something is mentioned last in the Bible, pay attention to
it. 同样在圣经里面是最后一次提到这件事情，我们也要注意。
It's always important.
都是非常重要。
It may be the most important thing.
甚至可能是最重要的。
You know how you remember to say to your kids, don't forget this now.
所以你记不记得你提醒你的孩子说你不要忘了。
It's the last mention that's so important.
但你讲的是最后那一件是最重要。In
this section in Mark that we read, this is her single greatest act.
因为在关于伯大尼玛利亚的记载里面，这是她所做的一件最重要的一件事。And
go back to chapter 14 of Mark.
那我们又回到了马可福音的第十四章。And
when he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, and he lay at table, there came a woman having an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and having broken the alabaster flask, she poured it out upon his head.
第三节那里讲，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶。
Now from John's account in his gospel, we know for a fact this is Mary of Bethany.
那我们从约翰的记载，我们对照的时候，我们就晓得这一个女人，就是伯大尼的玛利亚。This
is one of the single greatest act in her life.
这是玛利亚她一生所做的一个最重要的一件事。
And as I said, brothers and sisters, I don't think this is to be only Mary's single greatest act.
那弟兄姐妹们，我已经讲过了。我觉得这不仅仅是玛利亚她自己一生所做的最重要的事。It
is to be your single greatest act.
它也应该是你一生所要做的最重要的事。And
it is to be my single greatest act.
也是我要做的最重要的事。
There are three things we see in this story.
在这个故事里面，我们看到三件事情。We
see the reason she did what she did.
我们看到了她为什么要这样做的原因。We
see the reaction to what she did.
那我们看到她这样子做了以后，别人的反应。And
we see the result of what she did.
而且我们看到她这样子做了以后的结局。I
want to tell you a book that changed my Christian life.
我要告诉大家，介绍大家一本书，是改变了我的基督徒生活的一本书。There
may be many in this audience that have the same experience.
我们当中也许有很多人都有这样子的经验。But
when I first began to see that the Lord was everything, a friend of mine handed me Watchman Nee's book, The Normal Christian Life.
那我记得，当我刚刚开始认识到主是一切的时候。 那么我有一个朋友，把尼托森弟兄的《正常的基督徒的生活》那一本书借给我。It
changed my life.
他就改变了我的生命。I
first read it in 1972, and it changed the course of my life.
那我第一次读是在1972年的时候，他就改变了我一生的方向。I
haven't read it in decades.
那我几十年没有念。
But Brother Nee, this is the last, and I didn't, and by the way, this is important, I didn't even remember what the last chapter in that book was about.
而且我也老实讲，我也记不得那本书的最后一章讲的是什么。But
the whole of the last chapter in Watchman Nee's masterpiece, in that masterpiece, spiritual masterpiece, is about Mary of Bethany's single act.
但是在其实，在那个尼弟兄，他的这本属灵的典型之作里面，他的最后一章基本上讲的就是玛利亚，伯大尼的玛利亚。And Brother Nee
said the most extraordinary thing.
那尼弟兄讲了一个非常奇妙的事情。He
said this is the goal of Christianity.
他说这个就是基督信仰的终极目标。I
think that's important.
我觉得是非常重要。He
said this is the goal of the gospel.
他说这个是福音的目的。
In other words, the gospel is to produce in you the very same thing that it produced in Mary of Bethany.
换句话说, 福音就是要在你的心中能够结出, 好像在伯大尼的玛利亚心, 所结出的那个果子。
So first we see the reason.
先让我们看一下, 这个记载里面讲的, 他为什么这样子做的理由。
Mary saw the worth of the Lord.
因为玛利亚在那里看见了主的宝贝,
and she wasted herself upon the Lord.
她就把她自己整个人花费在主的身上。
She took this precious and costly ointment.
她把这一个至贵的这个膏油,
and she broke that alabaster flask. And she poured it upon the head of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's the most important thing you can do.
弟兄姐妹们,
you have to see the worth of the Lord. And it has to be so worthwhile.
是这么样子的宝贵,
that you, like Mary of Bethany, are willing to waste yourself upon the Lord.
那么你就好像伯大尼的玛利亚一样, 你愿意好像在主的身上能够枉费这一切。
I know this might scare some of you young people.
我知道我这样子讲, 也许我们当中比较年轻的弟兄姐妹会感觉害怕。
But if you do this one thing, you'll never regret it.
但是我 可以告诉大家,
this is the single greatest thing you can do. Brothers and sisters, not everybody will understand this thing that you do.
那弟兄姐妹们，当你这样子做的时候，不是每一个人都能够理解。
You see the reaction of the disciples in these three stories in three places.
所以你可以看见在圣经里面记载的这件事情，你可以看到门徒们的反应。
First you see Judas Iscariot.
你看到卖主的犹大。
Well, his reaction is predictable.
那当然我们可以了解他的反应会是怎么样的。
For what purpose is this waste?
他说这样的枉费有何意义呢?
I think Judas Iscariot is like the world.
因为这个卖主的犹大就代表的是好像世界。
He's certainly not a believer.
他不是一个信主的人。
He never called Jesus Lord.
他从来在圣经里面没有听到他称耶稣为主。
He carried the money pouch because he had access to the funds.
他带着钱囊在那里窃取财物。
And the world will never understand us wasting ourselves upon the Lord.
所以这个世界绝对不能够明白为什么我们要将我们自己枉费在主身上。
This is the one most important thing you can do.
这是你能够做的最重要的一件事。
Judas, his reaction doesn't shock us.
那犹大的反应对我们来讲没有什么稀奇。
Now the disciples, their reaction might shock you.
但是这些门徒他们的反应就让我们觉得稀奇。
They say, why this waste?
他们也在这里讲说为什么这样枉费呢?
We could have sold it for 300 denarii.
因为我们可以卖了30两的银子。
We could have given it to the poor.
我们可以用来周济穷人。
The Lord said the poor will be always with you.
那主是说你们总是有穷人与你们同在。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if I'm communicating well.
弟兄姐妹们, 我不知道我是不是交通得很清楚。
This is the single most defining moment of Mary and Bethany's life.
这是伯大尼的玛利亚她一生当中最具关键性的时候她所做的一件事。
And then we see the end, the results.
然后我们看到了这次的结局是什么呢?
Mary did something that no one else was privileged to do.
玛利亚在这里做了一个其他所有人都不配做的事情。
No one anointed the Lord before his burial, but Mary of Bethany did it.
因为没有一个人在主的死之前用膏油来膏抹主的, 除了伯大尼的玛利亚。
Look at verse 8 and 9.
我们看一下第8、第9节。
What she could, she has done beforehand, anointed my body for burial, And verily, verily, I say, unto you, wheresoever these glad tidings may be preached in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be spoken of for a memorial to her.
她所做的是尽她所能的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。 我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。You
remember those other two Marys went to the tomb.
你记得另外两个玛利亚跑到了墓里。They
were going to anoint the body.
他们在那里要用膏油膏抹基督的身体。But
it was too late. He was raised from the dead.
但已经太晚了，因为主耶稣已经从死里复活了。But
what Mary did, no one else ever did.
所以伯大尼的玛利亚在这里所做的是没有任何一个其他人能够做到的。And
Jesus said the most extraordinary thing.
所以耶稣在这里讲的也是非常奇妙的事情。He
said wherever this gospel is preached, let it be preached of what she has done.
他这里讲到无论这个福音传到什么地方，都要述说纪念这女人所做的事。This
is the power.
这个就是能力。
Of one life,
是一个生命,
who makes a single choice,
做了一个抉择,
to waste themselves upon the Lord.
将自己枉费在主的身上,
and only John recorded it in his gospel.
这一件事只有约翰福音记载,
he said the whole house was filled with the fragrance.
那你记载的这一件事说整个屋子都充满了拿到香膏的香气。
Brothers and sisters, if you do this one thing,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你做这一件事,
if you give yourself to the Lord in this one way,
如果你这如此的将自己献给主,
one, I can promise you, you'll never regret it.
我首先可以保证你绝对不会后悔。
And two, you will have an impact with your life that others would not have.
第二点，我可以保证你的一生所能够带出来的影响是别人所比不上的。
The fragrance will fill the whole house.
那个香气会充满了整个房子。
Let me close with this thought.
那最后，让我做这一点结束。
I didn't remember that last chapter in the normal Christian life.
那我不记得那个正常的基督徒的生活的最后一章讲什么。But
as I read it just months ago,
但是几个月以前我又读了一次。I
realized there was one woman who made a tremendous difference.
我突然看见了这一个女人，她带出了何等大的不一样。I
remember Brother Nee didn't even mention her name.
那我记得尼弟兄甚至没有提到她的名字。
But I am certain reading it again after all these years.
但是在经过了这么多年以后，当我再读一次，
this was Emmy Barber.
我相信他讲的是巴教士 Emmy Barber.
He only shared her prayer.
在那里只讲到他的祷告。
He said, she said, Lord, I am willing to break my heart.
那里讲说他的祷告是主啊，我愿意叫我的心碎，
that I might satisfy your heart.
好叫你的心能够得满足。Now
that's passion.
这一个叫做活络的心。 这个是那一件事。You
think about the impact, and I know it is Emmy Barber.
你要认识Emmy Barber, 你就知道她的影响。Think
about the impact of Emmy Barber.
想想看她所带出来的影响。No
Emmy Barber.
因为如果没有她的话,
no Watchman Nee.
就不会有尼托森。
No Watchman Nee.
没有尼托森的话,
no great move of God in China.
那么神在中国的伟大的工作就受挫折。
No great move in China.
那如果在中国没有那个时候的神的工作,
no conference at East Stroudsburg University.
今天就不会在East Stroudsburg大学的这一个特会。
Such is the impact of a single life wasted upon the Lord.
这个就是一个人的生命枉费在主的身上所带出来的影响。
Brothers and sisters, I know some of you may think this is too theoretical.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信我们当中有些人也许觉得这个讲的太过抽象。
But at least respect what Brother Nee said.
不是，但至少让我们能够看重倪弟兄所讲的。
He said this is the goal of the gospel.
他说这个是福音的目的。
If you don't believe this southern boy from down in Virginia,
如果你不相信这一个从南方维吉尼亚来的孩子所讲的话，
believe that the single act of this one woman,
但你能够相信这一个女人她所做的这一件事情，
her fragrance has gone down through the centuries,
她所带出来的香气满了神的殿，
and many people have lit their candle from that flame, that single flame.
那许多人从她的火光当中点燃起自己的蜡烛。
Here's the burden.
这个就是 我的负担。
This is the one thing I wanted to bring to you.
这是我所要带给大家，所表现给大家的一件事。
I hope in this room the Lord will find many Emmy Barbers.
我盼望主能够在这个聚会当中找到许多位 Emmy Barber.
I hope in this room the Lord will find many Mary Barbers.Of Bethany's,
我盼望在这个聚会当中，主能够找到许多伯大尼的玛利亚。
I believe if he does, he gets what he wants.
我相信，如果有的话，主就得到了他所要得到的。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Lord, we commit these thoughts to you.
主啊，我们将这些意念交在你的手里。
Again, we ask the Holy Spirit to make real what we cannot make real.
我们再一次仰望圣灵，能够将这些事情能够成为我们生命的实际。
Breathe upon your word.
我们读了你的话语。
Cause it to enter our heart.
让它在我们心中工作。
And find in us those that will make that one choice.
能够在我们内心的深处，成为我们自己唯一的抉择。
And find in us ones that will do that one single act.
在我们的身上你能够找到这样能够做那 独一的一件美事的一个人。
And waste themselves upon the Lord.
让我们能够乐意的将自己浇灌在主的身上。
This we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.